It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You see them every holiday season. People standing by red kettles, ringing bells, urging you to give whatever you can afford. But this year, the warm weather, as well as a shortage of volunteers to man the kettles, has caused a significant decline in contributions this holiday season in places like Braddock, Homestead, and Homewood. I'm joined now by Major Deborah Sedlar. She's Divisional Commander for the Salvation Army's Western Pennsylvania Division, to talk about the last-minute holiday push. Good to have you with us, Major Sedlar.
It's great to be with you, Paul. Thank you for inviting me.
In what ways has this been a challenging year for the Salvation Army?
Well, it's really interesting. We do our major thrust and fundraising for the year to come during the Christmas season. We not only assist during Christmas with Christmas baskets and toys for children, but we do raise money for our efforts throughout the year to continue to provide programs and for the basic human needs and services. And this year, it seems that the weather has been wonderfully warm. And while we all appreciate that, sometimes we forget as we're trotting by the kettle to drop a few coins in there just to help someone in need. It's easy to feel sorry for the person standing by the kettle when it's very, very cold out. But sometimes when it's warmer, we just forget.
Does that also make it seem, when it's colder, are people more mindful of the needy and the fact that somebody could be going hungry or somebody could be cold without a contribution?
Well, I do think that does help to remind people. The cold is vicious during the winter season, and we're all familiar with that and how blustery it can be, and the snow can be sometimes very difficult to navigate. But for families that have done without, sometimes it means that they can't heat for a week or two in the winter time, or they can't provide enough outerwear for their children to go out into the cold weather. And the Salvation Army does help in terms of that and by providing assistance in those areas. I think people are always conscious of the need. It's just that this time of the year, it's more prevalent, and it's just sometimes we forget in our busyness. And we are very busy during the Christmas season.
How far off target are the collections this year?
For Allegheny County, we're about $35,000 behind what we were last year at this time. And so it's pretty significant for this area. But we do know that these last few days before Christmas are good days for the stores. They're good days for people running around. And they're also usually good days for the Salvation Army's red kettles as well. So we're trying our best to make sure that we have all the kettle stands manned, which is an important component. If people have a few hours that they can contribute to volunteer by a stand, it's incredibly important on these last few days. And we also encourage people, if they can and are willing, to drop some money into the kettle. I know everybody's busy and they're running by, but the stores are very busy too. So it's a good opportunity for us during these last few days to make the push and be able not only to make the goal, but to exceed the goal.
What exactly is done with the pile of loose change and dollar bills, or hopefully more than just $1 bills, that the Salvation Army collects?
Well, we have a lot of programs that we do, and the immediate programs that we're doing are providing perhaps the holiday meal or the contents of the holiday meal for many people who just can't afford those extras. The Salvation Army in Allegheny County also provides an actual meal in hotels, which are partners with us. And these are attended by many, many, many folks who are in need, perhaps some of them even homeless. And they get a good, solid meal for their Christmas day. But we also provide food baskets. And we provide many young children with toys for the Christmas effort, because whatever the circumstances of their parents, they just are not able to afford much for them. So we're able to help a little bit with that as well. During the year, we do a lot of children's educational and character building programs. We have visits within the nursing homes to visit elderly folks. We have an spiritual programs. We do basic critical human services, food, clothing, shelter, rent assistance, sometimes assistance with the heating bills. And we do after-school programs for children.
And is there more of a need this year or in recent years than there has been, just with the amount of economic disparity? We hear about people having to work two or more jobs to make ends meet, and sometimes that's not enough. So are you seeing a greater need out there in more recent years than perhaps in years past?
I think in recent years, yes, but we're confident the economy's turning a little bit and things are changing. Even most people notice, most obviously, the price of gasoline has dropped a little bit. So that's a big help. But I think that with the economy comes some more job opportunities as well. And so we're working hard to help people find those opportunities. I think over the last number of years, it's been very, very difficult. And even the needs have increased. But we're praying and hoping that this year we'll see less call for our services so that we can provide. But in spite of that, the cost of service increases each year. So even when we have a slight reduction in the demand, the cost to provide what they need continues to rise.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm talking with Major Deborah Sedlar. She's Divisional Commander for the Salvation Army's Western Pennsylvania Division. There is a shortage of volunteers. Why is that? Why are there less people volunteering to stand by those kettles than in years past?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure I have a specific answer. Maybe broad-based, people are busier. Perhaps they had time available previously when they don't now. Some may be working extra jobs or extra time during the holiday season. Or maybe they just haven't been able to locate a place where they can offer their services, and we certainly would welcome that help. We do have phone number available. If anyone's interested in volunteering, they can call us right here at 412-446-1500. Or our website is www.salvationarmy-wpa.org.
So that's 412-446-1500, or they can go online, salvationarmy-wpa.org.
That's correct.
While kettling, as it's called, actually looks kind of fun, is it harder than it looks?
Only when it's very, very cold. Right now, it's really fun, and it can be a great asset to have people join us and help us to raise money.
And why is the source of contributions important? We've established why it's important to make contributions, why contributions are important to the Salvation Army, but there's also this issue of the source of the contributions. And I ask that question because, as I understand it, Major Sedlar, the source of contributions is important because money gets earmarked for programs within the area in which it's donated.
That is true. That is true. We work within what we call the zip code system, and therefore a specific unit, a specific corps in a town has the earmark of contributions from specific zip code areas, and they also serve those areas as well. So, for example, we have our unit in Braddock, and they serve the Braddock area and a little bit beyond that, but they also receive their contributions from that same vicinity.
So if contributions are down in Braddock, then it's the Braddock area that ends up hurting a little more than others, maybe.
That is true to some degree.
Which areas are really hurting this year, Deborah? Have you been able to identify parts of Pittsburgh or parts of Western Pennsylvania where some extra discretionary income sent your way would really help?
Well, our friends over in Homewood are struggling a little bit to make their goal. And on the Homestead Steel Valley area, they're struggling a little bit. And our friends over in Braddock as well. So that can adversely affect what they're able to do over the next year as far as providing for people. So we just ask that the community get out there, help us, ring bells if you can. If not, throw a few coins in. It's amazing how those coins add up. And what it really does in the community. The overall goal for all of Allegheny County is $665,000 for kettle income. And that's a big figure, but it takes a lot of change, a lot of $1 bills, a few $5 bills that are dropped into those buckets all through this Christmas season. And I have to tell you, too, Paul, that we sincerely, sincerely appreciate the contribution of this community. We've had such strong support in the Pittsburgh area, and sincerely, we appreciate every dime that's given, and we don't take that for granted.
Every holiday season, we hear about a major donation dropped in a kettle. Has that happened here in Pittsburgh this year?
It has not happened here in Pittsburgh yet, but we always hold out hope.
Those usually come at the last minute, don't they?
Some of them do, yes. There are some that are dropped in the middle of a kettle campaign, which is earlier in the month, but we haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, well, it's time for somebody to step up. I know that the Salvation Army is trying for the third year now to promote online giving. How is that going?
It's going okay. It still hasn't taken off as much as we kind of thought it might, but online giving is an option, and it certainly is a convenient option for many people. And as more people begin to use the Internet and as they use the Internet for purchases and things of that nature, it becomes a little more comfortable. The online donations are certainly secured as well. So we do have that option as an availability, but it's increasing each year. We're seeing a little bit higher each year, just not quite as much as we thought it might be with the use of the Internet.
We've been talking with Major Deborah Sedlar. She's Divisional Commander for the Salvation Army's Western Pennsylvania Division, talking about the holiday season, the giving that has occurred and hopefully will occur between now and Christmas Day. Major Sedlar, it's been good to have you with us. Happy holidays to you.
And thank you, and to you as well, Paul. Thank you for having us today.
Our pleasure. And we hope you've enjoyed our look at those helping people in need at this time of year. We would also like to thank Pittsburgh Steelers safety Will Allen for joining us on the program today, as well as the folks from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Tomorrow on the program, we'll look at the future of organized religion throughout Western Pennsylvania. Dr. Sarah McMillan, a sociology professor at Duquesne University, will join us to talk about why she thinks this trend is happening and what churches will need to do to remain relevant in the future. Also, don't forget, this Thursday, it's our Christmas Eve annual special, WESA's annual live Christmas request program hosted by Kevin Gavin. He'll be joined by a cast of star-studded singers, Perry Como, Les Brown and his band of renown. You can catch it on most of these stations at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central Time. It's kind of like a network special, isn't it? We love it. Again, that's the Kevin Gavin live Christmas request program coming your way on Christmas Eve. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening, and so long for now.